This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Andy Hard, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Glauco racing for it. Almost got free. It does. Warai shoots. He scores! Tyson Warai ripped it from the slot as the Bruins were down two. And Warai squares it at two. Pastrnak spins away from Forsling. Centered. Fired. He scores! Zadorov, Zadorov a right, Zadorov a left, a jersey jab, Zadorov a right, Zadorov a right, he just flat Sam Bennett, and Zadorov is hearing it from the crowd at TD Garden. Oh, he is livid right now. Zach against Barkov, jammed in, the Bruins have it, they'll flip it all the way down, and this game is final. A rousing character comeback from the Boston Bruins here tonight. Defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers with three goals in the third. Pavel Zacha the winner. Your final. Bruins 3, Panthers 2.
WEEI Afternoons live on Canal Street at Scores. Getting ready for tonight's big game between the Celtics and the Thunder. That was the final call of last night's big Bruins win. A character-building win, as you heard there on Nesson. Come back from two goals down, the most dangerous lead in hockey for the, yes, Florida Panthers. You might have heard of them in recent days.
Well, they're down to a couple of their stars as well. A Tkachuk guy and this new guy they got.
Yeah, they still got plenty of
Brad
stars.
Marchand.
And speaking of their stars, let's go right to the finale there. The fight, Zadorov putting Bennett on his butt.
The highlight of the Bruins season, without a doubt, there will be no debate or argument heard otherwise.
Well, hopefully there's more highlights because they've won two in a row post Marchand trade.
It's a two-date. That is a trendsetter right there.
That Bennett character is such a dink, and we've known that for multiple years, back to the Marchand punch and all of that.
But all the really good hockey players are kind of dinks.
No, I'm sorry. When you're in a fight with somebody, you don't grab pasta with your other arm. What the hell was that all about? He's getting in a fight with Zadorov, and he's trying to grab pasta and somehow drag him.
Here, you tell him not to hurt me. You look big.
That was sleazy, slimy, and snooty. And he got what he deserved there. He got dropped.
Does this surprise you from Sam Bennett, of all people?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Who says he plays the game the right way?
Oh, yeah, everybody might do.
No, he is a dweeb.
A dweeb?
Yeah, that seems appropriate.
No, I think that's. I will open the bidding at dink.
Okay. I'll see your dink, and I'll make him a dweeb down here at Scores, thanks to our friends at Jameson. 617-779-7937. Was that the highlight of the season for your Boston Bruins? And I had somebody reach out, I think, to you. I think you were added in the same tweet, Fitzy.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody had the gall and audacity to bring up the Morgan Magic Red Sox. Is there any chance that this two-game victory parade that I would argue the Lightning didn't take the Bruins very seriously over the weekend? I think the Lightning had won like 9 in a row. They were playing great hockey.
It's a home Saturday tilt. Here come the Bruins. They're emotionally
spent. The Providence Bruins.
The Marchand trade. They got rid of also Carlo and Coyle and Frederick. They got no talent left. And they go from that into then the come-from-behind win against the Panthers. So two big dubs against Florida teams. Excellent teams. Playoff-bound teams. Last night was easily the highlight of the season.
Oh, without a
doubt. Down 2-0 to the defending Stanley Cup champs in your house on an emotional night. Like, even though Brad Marchand isn't on the ice, he's there wearing another team's colors, sitting in another team's box, technically cheering for the other team. All right. And technically cheering for the other team, I guess. And look what happens. Your team responds with the great vengeance and furious anger of a three-goal third, capped by Zadorov absolutely just dropping Sam Bennett to the Garden ice. They were given their blood. They were given their pound of flesh last night at the Garden. It was awesome. And if there's ever going to be a turning point in this season, which many have already chalked up to as a lost season, it's last night or it's not, period.
So the Boston Bruins, if you want to try to buy in, believe, and think it could happen.
I want to believe, Father.
So the Florida Panthers have 83 points there atop the Atlantic, the Metropolitan, 94 points for your Capitals. We'll go to the wild card. The Senators have 73 points. The Columbus Blue Jackets have 70 points. Your Boston Bruins now have 68 points, which is great. They're only 2 points behind. Now, they have played two more games, but don't let that get in the way.
But their best hockey is yet to come.
You're also tied with the Rangers and the Canadiens, and this feels a little Red Sockian, where not only are you just out of the wild card mix, but there's multiple teams ahead of you. And I don't think you play Ottawa, but I think that might be it down the home stretch of the season. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm not saying it's impossible at all. You have 18, excuse me, they have 16 games left. Ottawa, Columbus have 18 games left. It's hard to envision, but it's sports, and crazy stuff happens. And the Morgan Magic Red Sox did win 23 in a row. I'm going to throw a number out there that may or may not be accurate.
That sounds highly inaccurate, but also attainable. Why not? But also, think of it this way. So the Celtics' biggest game of the rest of the regular season is tonight. And we're here for it. It scores, correct?
Sure.
Red Sox are still a couple of weeks away. It was 24 games in a row.
So close.
Wow.
Oh, I was thinking about Rob Ninkovich's bench presses at the combine.
Oh,
I always get those two numbers confused. Morgan Magic, Ninko's bench press.
Two numbers this that is, you pulled out of you-know-where.
This is also tight seating, so if you could flex a little less, that would be great. So, think about this. Yeah, so I said, so Celtics' biggest game the rest of the season, which our friends from Maine have already showed up. They're pregaming 4.5 hours early. Shout out the early pregamers right here.
And they are.
They got to finish. They got to drink their liquid lunch before they get into their liquid appetizers and get that Celtics rally juice flowing. So
they also approved my preview of Tatum and Brown combining for 65-plus points tonight.
They came in hot saying Derek White was going to be your leading scorer tonight,
okay,
which
could happen.
I approve of as well. That's my guy.
Apparently we're all green teamers.
Yeah, well, it's weird being a Celtics fan at a bar right across the street from where the Celtics play their home games. Go figure, says the kid from the South Shore. So if the Celtics play their last meaningful game of the regular season tonight, and the Red Sox are 2 weeks away from first pitch, and they're on the road for the first couple weeks, and free agency is over, the Bruins have a chance right now to capitalize on this nice little window. If they can win a bunch of games over the next 2 weeks, they can generate a little buzz for themselves, such that end of March and early April should be wild around here, as opposed to, when is the draft again? Are the Sox home today? The weather sucks. Hey, when do the playoffs begin? Like, no, let's watch game 73, game 74, game 75. Let's get in on the bees all the way up to the middle of April when the regular season ends.
And isn't it remarkable when you actually get a performance from Jeremy Swayman that matches the contract? You see the defense,
two in a row.
The defense that the Bruins have shown the last two games when Swayman has looked like a guy that's worth $9 million. And that even goes to a guy like Zadorov. He was a plus one. He had an assist in that fight. I mean, it looked completely different.
And he didn't break his stick and give the puck to the other team so they could win the game. But going back to your Swayman point, not only did he have a good game, he had that one save that I think changed the game, that breakaway. Sure, I think it was a shorthanded breakaway. And that's what I've been talking about all year. To me, a goalie that you put near the top five in the league, don't just look at the numbers and the shutouts and all the goals against, save percent, any of that. Every once in a while, he needs to just change the game. And to me, that was a save that changed the game. If that's who he's going to be, and why this happened now is probably a bigger conversation than we have time for right now. But like,
I'll get into it the next hour.
If you want to be cynical,
I wake up the cynical.
Doesn't this sort of fly in the face of the idea that Brad Marchand was a good captain and they're all shaken up because their guys are gone?
Or Andy, have they developed, we've all been through moments in our life where there's trauma and shock, and all of a sudden
you just pick up Momstrong?
Yes, you pick up, you get Momstrong, you get temper.
My baby's leg is under the car, I'm going to curl it.
Move, I'm going to get that carriage out of the way.
You know what I mean? Like, you get,
could be.
You get dad strong, mom strong in a moment. Maybe they're playing angry. Again, I'm just sort of teasing the way I want to go with my three-point stance. Mr. Hockey over here. The guy who you could fill a very shallow kiddie pool with how much I know about hockey. I've got a feeling about this Bruins team right now, and I'm more than happy to share it because I'm feeling good, Dan Ball.
But there's something to that. I mean, this is the first time in, 15 years that the Bruins front office staff has ever said to their roster, we don't believe in you.
Correct.
Even when the,
like the movie
years,
Major League, yeah.
Yeah, the 2 years that you referenced in the mid-2010s when they didn't make the playoffs, they were still trying to make the playoffs. They were adding. It just wasn't working. This is the first time that you've seen them since 06 say, nope, you guys are not the group. We didn't know it day one, but we know it now. And maybe there is something to, hey, screw them. We're going to show you.
Let me ask you, in the loss to the St. Louis Blues, which is still so unthinkable in seven games in 2019. I told you guys earlier I was enjoying some beverages right here in this very spot before that. This area was so let down. It's still palpable. 2 years ago when they lose to the Florida Panthers in round one after the greatest regular season. Did you see any of the kind of fight out of those iterations of the team like you have over the last couple of games? They look like they know that that everyone has counted them out, that they are vastly disrespected. Like, oh, your games are on Nesson Z. Like, we're going to put on Charlie Moore episodes because nobody's going to want to watch right now. Like, no, we're still the Bruins. I know that we've been counted out, dismissed, and disrespected, but they're playing with anger and pride right now. Like, again, it's a small sample size, Dan. They could lose 4-1 in the next game, and that's that. But I got a good feeling about it.
I just think they have nothing to lose right now.
Yes.
Honestly, yeah. I think human beings are at their most dangerous when they literally have nothing to lose.
That's the old thing.
In all form.
You can't kill a man that already believes they're dead.
Correct.
So you've got nothing to lose.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're playing
they're
with
free,
house money.
They're clear. Early in the year, it was all about a lame duck coach, a lame duck captain. Oh, we're a little step behind. The goalie's not up to. There were so many of these, and they expected to be good. They expected to compete for a playoff spot, maybe a Stanley Cup, if you listen to certain analysts early in the year. And now they're free. Now they know literally, not only does no one expect anything about them, I think they knew what Fitzy said. Half the world was like, oh, well, it's almost Red Sox time. The Celtics are good. Like, not even watching. I'll be honest with you.
I turned the game off at 2-0 last night, watched the season finale of Paradise, came back to watch the comeback and the fight. And I was like, whoa, what happened here? This is pretty good hockey. This is pretty fun. And I think there's probably a lot of people that were in that mindset. Oh, what show do I want to catch up on?
Yeah.
The Bruins are on tonight. I'm not going to watch the Bruins. These are the Providence. Something's brewing in Providence, and it's the Boston Bruins.
Because think about our conversation about the Bruins post-deadline. It's Brad Marchand, who doesn't play for the Bruins anymore.
Whose jersey is right over there on the wall here,
right,
of course.
Which is now vintage, unfortunately.
Yeah,
it's
classic.
First-round picks. It's prospects. It's all the pieces that don't actually play for the current-day Boston Bruins. I'll go watch Paradise, get myself to April, watch the draft, and be ready come October next year. And I'm sure there's a lot of guys in the room, to your point, Fitzy, that don't like that at all.
Nope. And that was like Zadorov earned all the money that people believe he was wildly overpaid. Like, he at least earned this year's paycheck with that punch last night.
That was, and it was a massive, we're talking about the Bruins turning it around for him in a week, less than a week, to go from breaking my stick to give away the game-losing goal right in front of the net to the entire Garden adoring him as he walks off and he's throwing it. He still wanted to fight Bennett Moore.
I wish he did.
I kind of wish he had too.
I wish he followed him right down the hall and just start like WWE style, just like, you know, the shaky NYPD blue cam and ass kicking and all. Great. Good. Do they play again? Is that it for the Panthers and the Beavers?
That is the end of the season series. They split two games each.
So they have to play. Are you?
Okay, wait. Can I pose this to both of you? Are you believing?
The playoffs.
I am not believing yet.
You're not.
Two games is too little, and I really think it's one game. I think they played really well last night.
Yeah.
I think Saturday was a circumstantial. The other team didn't take them seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Trap game, as Bill Parcells would call it, let their foot off the gas. But I also do believe in sports sometimes that teams in weird situations, weird freedoms, weird energies. This is the type of team that will suddenly start to learn things internally. Like,
yes.
Oh, they have a handshake they all do before the game. Or
it's the Bill James
thing. They all take a shot of Jameson before the game, and that's how they play a little looser.
That is called an organic plug, and it was pretty well done, actually.
Pay me for this.
The idea, they do?
Yeah.
You saw the truck, right?
Get on board.
Saw the truck.
Oh, the Brinks truck?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was empty.
So,
like my soul. So the idea, like Bill James always said, like you can't quantify clutch, right?
Correct.
Which I always didn't
believe.
Which
is why I hate computers.
Yes. One of the reasons why I never got into like all the baseball sabermetrics and stuff, because you show me David Ortiz, you show me the fact that like weird things don't happen in the sports universe, and I'll always show you a helmet catch to defy that. I do believe in things like momentum, not physically momentum. I know an object in motion stays in motion, but like in emotional momentum. And I feel like the Bruins team right now, if they can get another win or two, they'll start picking up the right kind of steam.
It's probably a little too early to call this momentum and a streak or something brewing in Boston, but two games, two impressive wins over two impressive Eastern Conference foes. The Bruins are rolling. We're rolling here on WEEI Afternoons, live from Scores on Canal Street, thanks to Jameson. Celtics and OKC tonight down the street at the Garden.
Game-o.
Come on down and celebrate. We're all predicting. Everybody here is predicting 65-plus points from Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown combined.
Oh, combined. Good. I was going to say. Because, you know, today is the anniversary of Larry Bird scoring 60,
yes,
with Tatum match. Which
because he had to one-up Kevin McHale, who broke the record shortly before.
I mean, how great must it have been to be Larry Bird tonight to go play a game and be like, hey, I have to save my right hand for Philly, so I'm going to only shoot at you guys left-handed and put up 47.
617-779-7937. Join the conversation, because Ted Johnson is about to join the conversation. He has become quite a green teamer in recent days. He saw that Lakers win over the weekend. He's all in on the title hunt. He's all in on WEEI Afternoons next, when we'll have our three-point stance.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials, with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5HourEnergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.